You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
On Saturday, the Stags' five-star performance sent Concord crashing out.
There's Ethan Taylor now, opportunity on the left foot, shoot! Yeah! There he sits in there, boys! The Stags fans in the stand and in the booth are absolutely pumped. AFC Totten 1, Concord Rangers 0. Here's Ngalo now breaking down the right-hand side. Plays it for Taylor. Taylor's looking at the defence. Now he rolls it forward to Griffin. Griffin comes inside. Griffin shoots! Yeah! Griffin aimed a goal. And Roberts is beaten for the second time today.
Magical. Absolutely magical from Sam Griffin there.
Ethan made the right decision. Laid it off to Griffin. What a finish.
And Ngalo has it now. The game's being played almost entirely in the home half here. Sliding challenge, but it comes to Kasimu. Hoey tries to slip through Griffin. Griffin, shot at goal. Is it palmed over? Yeah! No! It's in! It's three! Sam Griffin on the march as the Stags 3-0 are rampant here.
It's a brace for Sam Griffin in no more than a couple of minutes. AFC Totten are on fire.
3-0 to the underdogs here, and you wonder if Concord have underestimated them. Ethan Taylor will try and whip the ball in. It's difficult with this wind in towards the box in a very dangerous area. I think Concord Rangers might finally be able to get it clear. Griffin charges it down. Can Olamiwa find it? He can. Still alive. Olamiwa puts it by. Griffin chased it down. His block went right into the six-yard box. Olamiwa brought it down. He couldn't quite poke it goalwards, but he got it to Kasimu for him to put it beyond the beaten Miles Roberts. Taylor takes the corner short to Kasimu. Kasimu getting a little bit of hassling and harrying, tried to find one through. Loose clearance though. Taylor deflected! Oh!
Tommaso!
Tommaso!
Tommaso
with a low flick header!
Adam Tommaso stoops down with a flick header and puts it into the bottom corner.
Concord Rangers 0, AFC Totten 5. Wow, wow, wow.
But tonight, having just about got our breath back, we have travelled to a Devonian village for our next instalment of Southern League action. Good evening and welcome back to Stags Radio, your home of live matchday commentary for all of AFC Totten's matches. I am Doug Webber, and yes, we have returned to Devon, but this time we face Willand Rovers for just the third occasion in the club's history. Joining me in a damp and windy southwest of England is my co-commentator Benjamin Rees. Have you recovered from the FA Trophy exploits at the weekend, Benj?
Honestly?
Yeah, go on.
Not fully. What a game, what an occasion. We were impeccable, genuinely. We didn't just, you know, turn over a side a couple of divisions above us. We played them off the park, I think, in all honesty. And, you know, they put in a hell of a lot of work. There was a really good Stags travelling support as well.
Yeah.
And the players acknowledged that, you know, in the interviews after the game. It really gave everyone a lift. And in the second half, it felt like a home fixture.
Yeah, it did. And there were plenty of Concord Rangers fans that did leave very early on.
Yeah, there was one that, two in particular, who left after that third goal went in halfway through the first half. And actually, all credit to Concord, because I thought, you know, generally, they were very gracious. They awarded, you know, a bottle of fizz for man of the match in the bar afterwards to Ethan Taylor, which is, again, I thought they were very, you know, they were very against a team a couple of divisions below, upset that it could be easy to get pretty sniffy about it. But, you know, they were welcome hosts, as are Willand Rovers.
Yeah, Willand have been incredibly accommodating. They sorted us out with power. They sorted us out with our own table. And I tell you what, lavish. We've got a lot of space.
It is luxurious, isn't it?
It is.
Relatively. You know, looking out, pretty much bang on the halfway line, dug outside the side. Nice verdant pitch out in front of us. Looks good.
It looks good for a game of football tonight here in Devon. We're about, I think it's 8 miles, or let me just fold my notes over. Yeah, we are about 10 minutes drive from Tiverton. So we, if, just to give you a rough idea, we've travelled 80 miles west of Totten. So we are quite away from home for a midweek fixture, a little bit unusual. Let's just go back quickly to Saturday, and let's have a little listen to some of the, well, the reflections from Harry Medway and Liam Robinson.
Liam, 5-0 victory in the Cup. Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Absolutely not. For the boys, it's just rewards. I think they've had a really good week of training, and we've prepped them for what we're going to do moving forwards. And it kind of started today, regardless of the opposition. We didn't have any other expectations in coming here and getting a result. It wasn't a enjoy a day against a high league opposition. It was a we've watched footage, we've seen what they're about, and we really think that they're going to come here and win.
And the press and the work rate from the off was so high.
Yeah, the boys, since Dan and myself have come in and obviously taken temporary charge, we've spoken to the boys about how we want to play and the type of style that we're going to implement. And we've done a few sessions on it now, and the boys are starting to understand what the expectation is and what it's going to mean in terms of result. If they do it well and they understand the plan. Today is only hopefully the start of what's going to be top and moving forward.
Harry, into the next round of the FA Trophy, how does that one feel?
Yeah, it's good. It's too good, actually, really. We had a plan, and we stuck to it. And it made it simple for us, so it was a good day overall.
Very buoyant after that game, like everyone's on cloud nine.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like I said, we had a process. We had a game structure. We stuck to it and we delivered.
And now into the next round. National League sides come into the next round.
Yeah.
Could potentially be a big tie.
Yeah, that's what we want. Yeah, getting away, an away fixture at a big stadium. That's what the lads want. So, yeah, good.
So I spoke to Harry there about a potential for a big tie. Well, it's a big tie, but not quite the one that they had wanted.
He got half of what he wished for. We got an away fixture. But it is, rather than being at a National League club, it is at Larkhall Athletic.
Who we will get a good look at the weekend.
We will indeed. So you wonder, if both sides will play their cards slightly close to the chest in that one, not to want to give away stuff for the FA Trophy game.
Yeah.
And look, you want the big blockbuster, cup set against the National League side. But on the other hand, Larkhall presents, if you keep your eye on the ball, on the face of it, a very winnable game against a team lower than you in the league, in the same division.
Yep.
And, with that, you've got the potential to go into the next round and, get the potential bigger draw. You get the prize money that comes with it. And look, if I'm not saying that we're going to win the whole thing, obviously, but if Tottenham got very deep in the tournament, playing against sides who were roughly at the same level, for example, and you rode that wave all the way to Wembley, I don't think you'd complain.
No, and also it's interesting. It's also quite important that we need to mention that during the draw there are quite a few National League sides that are going to be playing each other. So that means a few more of those top sides are going to be knocked out of the tournament in the next round.
Yeah, it opens up that pathway potentially to go deep. I know you're speaking to Harry Medway there. In terms of the team sheet, that's the only casualty, quote unquote, from the weekend. You may have seen, of course, those of you who are looking at the Podbean chat, Harry is not here because he picked up a slight knock to a bit of a knee injury at the weekend. So nothing necessarily to worry about long term, but it's just going to keep him out of the squad tonight.
And it is good to have you with us, Harry, as always. Also got Craig Hobbs, the club photographer, listening while at St Mary's, which, I tell you what, we're moving up the ladder there.
Yeah, before he'll be watching Tottenham and then listening to St Mary's on the radio.
We'll be doing Saints radio. No, let's not think that. We're here for the Stags. And of course, we are here, as we mentioned, at Willand. We mentioned a little bit about location. So let's have a little look at where they are in the table. They're 13th at the moment out of 19 in comparison to Tottenham's 5th in the table. In terms of their form, they're out of sorts. They are kind of perfectly consistently inconsistent there, so it's going to be a little bit difficult for them tonight, but of course, as we know, league positions only say so much.
Yeah, and it's sometimes it's about playing teams at the right time. A midweek fixture, decent journey away. It's never, you know, it's always a little bit harder than it is playing a team on your home turf at the weekend when you've got everything just so. It's one of the one other thing that you just have to overcome and prepare for.
Exactly that. So, as I mentioned at the start, there have only been two meetings between these two sides so far. The first one took place in September of 2019, where Totten came out 1-0 winners. And in September 2020, Totten won 5-0 at this very ground. So it's been a good place for Totten to come.
Yeah, didn't see the reverse fixtures in those seasons because, of course, the pandemic curtailed them short. But putting, you know, if you can draw anything from those previous results, obviously the sides would have changed since then. But there is that little, you know, bit of mental one-upmanship that perhaps you still hold over the opposition.
Yeah, and it's important to mention a couple of the star players. We've got Benjamin Griffith, who doesn't start tonight. He is on the bench, but he is their star man. He's a 19-year-old who has scored... in the last three games that Willand have scored in, he has scored goals in each. They've also got Tom Barth on loan, on a one-month loan deal from Plymouth Parkway, and he actually played against Totten on the opening day of the season. So a player that will have a bit of an impact.
Yeah, you think that we might be able to provide some insight from that game as to how the Stags might set up, how they might potentially approach the contest.
But also... The other thing that is key about Willand Rovers is they made it to the quarterfinals of the FA Vars in 2018-19. So it's a team that know how to win games.
Yeah, there is an art to sometimes winning ugly, so to speak. Not necessarily that you're playing dirty, whatever, but just grinding out those, yeah, the slightly unattractive results. But a win's a win, regardless of how it comes.
Yeah, indeed. So you might have noticed we're already past 7:30. I believe because we arrived here late, we're going to have a delayed kickoff, which I think will just mean that it will be at quarter to the more regular midweek game. So that means that we've got about 11 minutes until kickoff. So the teams will be emerging shortly. We've got just the Totten subs that are just making their way to the dugout, off to our left-hand side as we look at it. But let's have a little run-through of the team. So let's go for Willand Rovers first. In goal, they've got George Burton, then Josh Searle, William Richards, Adam Hill is their captain, Kieran Bailey, Glenn Gould, Louis Jagger-Kane, who scored twice at the weekend, Ryan Guppy, Noah Coppin, Thomas Barth, as we previously mentioned, and Bailey Kempster. On the bench, they've got Benjamin Griffith, Rhys Thomas, Kieran Ireland, Scott Piper, and Travis Yule Turner. A lovely festive name there for you, Benj. I know you like a festive name.
When it's seasonally appropriate, yes. The fact that this game's been delayed till December makes me happy with that.
Yeah, the 1st of December, of course. Wow, it's scary.
Yeah, I know.
And now let's have a little look at your AFC Totten lineup. There is one change, as Benji mentioned, with Harry Medway making way and Stefan Zuber coming back into the squad. So that means we've got Amadeus Skriniars in goal, a back four of Callum Bourne at right back, captain Ben Jefford at left back tonight, Adiola Miwa and Stefan Zuber will be your centre halves. In front of them, there will be Adam Tomasso, Jack Hoey and Jordan Ngalo, and the front three that we've come to recognise so easily of Hisham Kassimu, Ethan Taylor and Sam Griffin. On the bench, you've got Jack Masterton, Brett Williams, Jordan Reggett, Freddie Reed and Lewis Waterfield.
So front three there that all got goals at the weekend. Two for Sam Griffin, one apiece for Hish and for Ethan. And Adam Tomasso, an unlikely goal scorer at the weekend, retained his place in the starting lineup on his return from... his dual registration at Porchester.
I shouted over to him a little bit earlier. I said, Adam Tomasso, goal scorer extraordinaire. Both arms aloft, running around the pitch, very jovial. And look, that's going to be a massive boost for him to come back into the club and score in his second game back.
And not just for him, actually, for the team, because it sets a good example of, you know, you were slightly out of favour, but he had the opportunity back in the starting lineup. Boy, did he grasp it with both hands. And seeing a player come like that and not be overawed by it, you know, step up, be the strong character that we know that he is, that's a very good sign.
And also we have got to mention that goal for Hish. That's going to do his confidence the world of good. He had been on a bit of a dry patch. It's going to be huge for him.
Yeah, they say sometimes you just need one to come off going off your ear or whatever unusual body part you want. Sometimes you just need to get the ball hit in the back of the net to remind you that you can be that lethal finisher. And that, and when Hish is on form, he is. Think about way back to Melksham Town, first away game of the season, scoring from the narrowest of angles against Dorchester. Didn't have a lot to do in the first half, and then one opportunity on the stroke of half time, absolutely buried it. You know, when he's on form, he is a real danger for any team in this division.
Yeah, as we can just see the teams just getting ready, just waiting for the referee there. It looked like he had lost his football.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think
we can't play without one of them. Yeah, so the teams are just walking onto the pitch as we speak here. We're surrounded by a group from Snows, which is great to have around.
Yeah, it's very exciting to see the travelling support, actually.
Exactly that. Well, they're not travelling far. They're actually based down here. So I did have a little chat with Stephen Snow before the game, and he was telling me he's got a big old cohort, which we don't mind. That's great.
Very much. It's always great to see the Stags fans travel in numbers.
Exactly that. And one other piece of news that you might have seen earlier today is that Dan Sackman has been announced as the permanent manager of AFC Totten, and Liam Robinson will be joining him as his assistant. That is going to be such a confidence boost for these players, isn't it?
Definitely is, and it puts something out there for the players, you know, show that there's a reason that they've given Dan Sackman the job, and it's because that he has the trust of the players, you know, of the board, and opportunity now to repay that in his first game in charge now as the regular manager, as he's going to do the various handshakes and pleasantries in front of us as well.
Literally just a few meters in front of us, just gone over to see the guys who are managing Will and just give them a handshake. Just so we are nearly ready for kickoff. The toss is just about to be taken. Quite a bright kit selection for tonight's game. So we've got Willen shooting from left to right in this first half, if the toss stays as it is. But they're wearing their white top with navy blue shoulders, navy blue shorts, and navy blue socks. And AFC Totten are in their away strip of fluorescent yellow tops, black shorts, and fluorescent yellow socks. And they will be shooting from right to left in this first half. It is staying as it is, which means that I don't have egg on my face.
Lovely. The Stags, of course, rocking a new sponsor for the away jersey, SM5.
Yeah, it looks good. It does indeed.
And this is very important to me. Skriniar's new goalkeeper kit.
He is wearing purple, all purple with white shoulders, which is, I'm a big fan of that kit.
It's bold. It looks a little bit like it should be an outfielder's kit with the white sleeves, but I think he looks good, and it's kind of a more traditional goalkeeping green for Willand Rovers.
Exactly that. So we are underway here, down here in Devon, and straight away Olamiwa looking to clear the ball, and the ball hits our laptop right in front of us, which is great. We will have a word with Addy after that one.
You're okay, Doug? I'm okay?
Absolutely fine. Yeah, I was going to header it, but I chose not to head the laptop. So long ball there from Jefford, and it's gone down the touchline, and it is right in the corner, far away to our left, and it will be a Willand Rovers throw in here. That's a lively start for us, not for the players.
Feels like a decent crowd in as well for a very chilly Wednesday night.
Exactly that. A little hooked ball over the top from Adam Tomasso, and Ethan Taylor's there, and he scores! Less than a minute played, and Ethan Taylor breaks the deadlock. It's Willand Rovers 0, AFC Totten 1.
Out of absolutely nothing. The ball just in a bit of a quagmire in midfield, and Adam Tomasso just wants to clear the danger. He clears the line, breaks up play, and clears the line so well. But it's got a little bit of hook on the ball downfield. Gets over the head of the defender, the goalkeeper. You can see he's thinking about whether to come or whether to stay or whether to go. And then actually he realises that his opportunity's gone. He's got to make himself as big as possible. But Ethan Taylor, first time finish with the left foot, brilliantly clips it over the keeper, gave him absolutely no chance. And wow, that is a marker to start this game from the Stags.
That is a dreadful start for Willand Rovers, though, who were already on the back foot in terms of their league positions. But there's still plenty of football to be played tonight.
Yeah, they snapped a long winless run at the weekend against Barnstable Town, running out 4-0 winners. But not going to be the same scoreline today, at least not in Willand's favour.
So Callum Bourne on the far side wins the throw in there. Thought about giving it to Jack Hoey, but he's just going to play it down the line because it's over the top of Casino. It's a huge throw, and it's rolling all the way through to George Burton in the goal for Willand. Straight away, Willen looking more direct. As a driven ball, and it's a good first touch, but Zuba uses his physicality and passes the ball back to Skriniars.
Yeah, Zuba was unwell at the weekend, so he didn't travel to Concord, but he's clearly recovered and, yeah, just getting some nice early touches there to build confidence.
High ball there from Adam Tommaso. And Carlo wins the header, though, and Hoey hooks it over the top. And now Griffin, great first touch. Driving down the left wing, cuts inside. Can he get a shot away? He tries to, but it's a cross-come shot, and it's gone straight into the hands of the goalkeeper.
Just making sure, just getting confirmation to make sure that we were going to get Twitter commentary covered.
Yeah, so it looks like Tony Croft is going to do it for us. What a Trojan he is indeed. Well, look, the thing is, we would get him on Stags Radio, but he's just so good at Twitter commentary, we'll leave it to him. He shakes his head in front of us. Jefford with the long throw down the left-hand side. And it's dealt with well there by Willand, and they clear it long through Guppy. Born with a header, but it just gets to a Willand player. It's a good turn there by Richards. But Griffin intercepts and now looks for a ball over the top. And Ethan Taylor's through. Good chest there. Can he get a shot away? Cuts back. Still got the ball. Can he finish this? Hoey! It's come off a defender and it will be a corner ball.
Again, very lively early on. Sam Griffin tracking back well, picking up the ball. But he's not defences with it. Immediately head up. Brilliant ball to pick out Taylor on the far side. Chests it down. Thought maybe he had an opportunity to blast it on his weaker right foot. Instead, cut back inside. The opportunity didn't quite open itself. So he rolls it across to Hoey.
Ball
who
comes
shot
into
was
the
deflected.
Box there. And it's a dangerous cross. Sorry to interrupt you,
Ben. That's fine, Doug. Sorry to go on.
That's
so long.
Nice. Griffin gives it to Taylor. And now Willand have an opportunity to break. But a slip means that N'Galo can win the ball. Gives it to Taylor, who's been instrumental so far. Back to N'Galo. And now all the way back to the deepest player, outfield player anyway. That's Jefford. Looks for the run of Griffin, but they're not on the same wavelength, and that's just come through to Jagger Kane.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether Griffin was thinking that maybe he was in an offside position when the ball went up, but he didn't really seem interested in retrieving it.
Jagger Kane looks for the long ball across the field, looks to switch play, but he's not on the same wavelength as Kempster, and it will be a throw-in to Totten. Olamiwa plays the ball forward and it just comes off the toe of Hoey. I don't think that's how he imagined it in his head.
No, clearly got too far underneath that and just chipped it over and out of bounds.
So it will be a throw-in on the far side to Willand. Cleared away and commanding header there from Olamiwa and a second header there from Tommaso. Not the biggest player on the pitch, but always puts his head into everything.
Yeah, there's an awful lot to be said for even if you're losing that physical matchup, just not being afraid to get involved, because sometimes even if you don't necessarily win the ball, you can put enough pressure to prevent your opponent getting it.
Now that crossfield ball for Willand is much better. Jagger Kane plays it forward to the overlapping run of Searle. Searle into the box there and Zuba's able to clear it, but it comes back out to Searle, met by Griffin. Got the dugout in our way slightly here, so I might have to stand in a second. And that loose pass there has been won by Kasimu, but Kasimu turns the player and a free kick is given against him.
Kasimu didn't seem happy with it. I think he's taking his base layer off.
I was worried about what was going on there, but Kasimu's just taking his base layer off. I thought he was just going to walk off then, but no, he's just taking his base layer off, but he's got his shirt back on now. Clearly, got himself warm very quickly in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly not, so...
Yeah, you forgot your gloves again, didn't you?
Yeah, but I am wearing my big, thick coat from a well-known snow sports retailer.
Yeah, nice. Griffin cuts back there in a defensive position. He's going to have to clear it here, and he does, but it makes it to a Willand player. That's Bailey in midfield. Out to Richards. Richards looking for the ball over the top here. And that's well kept in play there by Noah Coppin, who was sent off at the weekend, but he's able to play because of the weak rule in this league. Ethan Taylor beats a player, but then can't find Griffin. And now Searle driving forward. Ball played out wide there, and it's a good challenge by Jefford. And it will be a Willand throw.
Jefford wearing the captain's armband tonight since the previous management team moved to Dorchester. I will say that Jefford really feels like he's found a groove. He's stepped up and he's been a big leader on and off the pitch for the side.
Adam Tommaso running with the ball now, driving forward, gives it to Taylor. Taylor plays the ball through, looking for Kasimu, and Kasimu doesn't quite have the pace there, but that would really have unlocked that defence.
Well, they played the offside trap brilliantly, but just a bit too much pace on the ball for Kasimu to chase down.
Then the more direct ball there from Willand nearly made it through to its target. Bourne clears the ball long, but it's all the way through to George Burton. I think in the goal for Willand.
Already you can see the confidence in the Stag side, especially with Ethan Taylor, who's being so influential early.
Loose pass there from to Griffin. Taylor's driving through here. He's got a player in front of him. He curls it, and it's a great save. Burton does brilliantly to put a palm to it and put it past the post. But that is a let-off, and Taylor and Griffin are causing so many problems already.
Again, it's that diagonal ball that really bisects the defence. Taylor cut back on the edge of the box. He'd lost his footing ever so slightly. There's quite a lot of dew on the surface. And you can see the players, that they are losing their footing slightly, but it required a very good save.
Jack Hoey, there's a couple of players underneath it there from the corner, and it's just a bit of a scramble, and it's been slid out here to Hoey, and he's put it into the side netting. But yet another chance for Tottenham there. A little bit scrambly.
Yeah, just under 10 minutes gone, and it's pretty much all Stags.
At the moment, yeah, definitely. I would completely agree with that. If you are listening in on Stags Radio, welcome. It is there was an early goal, Willand 0, AFC Tottenham 1 through Ethan Taylor within 40 seconds or something ridiculous in the first minute of this game. If you are listening in, do get in touch. We can see your messages, and we will respond to as many as we can. George Burton's goal kick is coming very close to us again, and that's gone out on the full, and it will be a throw into Tottenham here.
On the subject of the Podbean, hello, Brenda. Good to see you back along with us as usual.
Evening,
go
Brenda.
Go, Ethan, indeed.
Yeah, Brenda, one of our most loyal listeners. A long ball there. Olamiwa has to deal with it on the thigh and clear it, but it's only made it to Searle, right in front of us here. Met by Hoey, but Jefford does well, and they've won the second ball there, and it will be a throw into Jefford. It's gone the other way. So referee's gone against his assistant referee. It happens. Flicked header there over the top. Zuba's going to have to do really well. And that's really composed defending. Shows all of his experience. Turns with the ball and clears it into touch. And it will be a throw-in.
Yeah, I was trying to keep an eye across any other fixtures going on in the Southern League Division 1 South. I might have a bit of trouble with that because there aren't any. such is the quirk of playing on a Wednesday rather than a usual Tuesday for a midweek fixture.
That's a good turn by Kasimu. The intended challenge on him didn't work. And now he gets the ball out to Bourne. They're filling the box here. Bourne tries to get the cross in and that ball is deflected off Kempster and it will be a throw-in.
Yeah, first time ball. I think Bourne was running out of room a little bit. So tried to get the early cross in, maybe catch the defenders off guard. But at the very least, he's bored a throw here.
But I tell you what, already we're seeing a much more confident Hisham Kasimu straight away.
You can tell that he's really attacking the space and he's not afraid to drive forward with the ball.
N'Galo. Not said his name much tonight or so far, but that was a nice little turn and he's won another throw-in. As far away from us as it possibly can be, the ball. It's about 5 yards away from the corner flag in the far corner. Bourne bounces it off Hoey and Bourne with the left-footed cross there. Keeper was having to stay alert there and he's had to tip it over his bar and it will be a corner ball.
Do you want to give Bourne the benefit of the doubt with that?
It was a cross-come shot.
I mean...
It was a cross.
It was a cross, but maybe just, you know, the right curl and the right drift on it, like a spin bowler with a bit of flight and guile.
As we can see from the banners behind the goal, there is a lot of wind driving from kind of where we are across the pitch. Short corner there from Ethan Taylor. It works at the weekend. He crosses the ball into the box. Zuba's there, and it's a good punch away by the goalkeeper. But Griffin wins the second ball. And has it nipped away from his toe, and it will be a throw into Tottenham.
Yeah, I like that the Stags mix up the long and short corner routines. Keep the defenders on their toes, you know, trying to work out what's going to happen. And I mean, we had a short corner routine at the weekend that actually wasn't the best one that I've seen, but it seemed to work. And Skriniar is barking instructions. He's come a long way out of his goal.
Hoey with the cross into the box here. Two players at the back there, and again. We're seeing Burton coming out and punching that ball away, and it will be a throw into Tottenham on the far side.
Yeah, a crowd of players, but Burton, it almost feels like he doesn't necessarily trust the defenders. If the ball's there for him to go and punch, he wants to go and get glove on ball.
He is backing himself, which so far it's worked for him. Throwing from Bourne, gives it to N'Galo. Back to Bourne. Ball played through to Taylor. Taylor with the low cross and it's cleared away. Tommaso's going to have to do some work here. And Olamiwa gives it short to N'Galo, who just shrugs off one player and then gives it to Zuba.
Love him using that muscle to barge his opponent off the ball.
Sam Griffin. Cross into the box again. And, oh, Kasimu nearly got on the end of it. And it was... none of the defenders went to go and head it, and it's gone all the way through for a goal kick. But yet another let off there for the home side.
So nearly nipped in behind. And you can see now why Burton actually wants to come out and punch, because that time he didn't. And they were a little bit of sixes and sevens.
So just short of 15 minutes gone here in at the Stan Robinson Stadium in Willand, Devon. And it's Willand Rovers 0, AFC Tottenham 1. Early Ethan Taylor goal. A little bit of head tennis there, and Jefford with a more commanding header there. Kasima uses his physicality but can't win the second ball there. And Zuba just clears it out into touch from that long ball. Just composed, he has to do it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he'd much rather put the ball out of play for a throw, give the defence a chance to reset, get in position, than potentially allow that quick counter.
And Griffin tries to make his way round Searle, but he's just run it into touch here on the near side, about 4 yards in front of us.
I will say, I think this Willand kit is very smart with the navy shoulders and the red trim at the base of the shirt. I think it's a good look.
But Benji, speaking as somebody who used to be a manager of a Sunday league team, you do not want a white kit.
No, that is true.
Left back Richards plays the ball into the box, and Skriniar just dives on it. Collects it with ease. That's not going to be testing him.
No, simple clutch at chest height. Not a problem for Skriniar at all.
It's a little bit wasteful there from Olamiwa, though. And it's given to number 8, Guppy. Up against his opposite number, Ngalo meets him. And now it's a good run from Richards, but a little clip on the heel there from Ethan Taylor, and it will be a free kick for Willand. An opportunity to get the ball into the box, potentially.
Yeah, haven't really seen much threat with delivery, but a team that scores 4 at the weekend, they've got to back themselves from set piece situations.
Yeah, a little bit of a different opposition though. Got to admit, yes, this advanced the ball,
still looking for their first points.
That ball into the box, and it is a free header there, and the second ball is cleared long by Taylor. Looks for Kasimu there, but the defenders deal with it well, and it's back out to Richards in the left back position. Clip the ball into the box. It's into a mass of players there, and it might fall for Guppy. It's a good block there by Adam Tomasso, and a second block there from Hoey. I think it was the shot from, it was Jagger Kane, and I think they've won a corner from it.
What I like is that after the ball goes downfield, they can see that they haven't won it, and the Stags, they drop back there to defend in numbers. They're not going to allow those unsighted looks at goal. There's always going to be a player there, at least trying to get a little piece of it.
If you are listening in, make sure you get this shared on all of your social media platforms. Make sure all the Stags fans are listening in. Corner comes in, the player slips as he puts it in, and there's an overhead kick there, and it was on target and had to be headed off the line there by Callum Bourne. It's clipped back into the box there, and Skriniar's with a hefty punch on that, and now Tomasso can break. Two men forward here, Kasimu and Taylor. He plays in Kasimu, and that's a great touch. He's taking it past player. Can he keep the ball in play? He can. Can he find Taylor? He tries to get a shot on goal, and he does! That is a great goal there from Hisham Kasimu. It was a superb pass forward from Tomasso to find Kasimu. He danced round the defenders, used Ethan Taylor as a decoy, and lashes it into the back of the net to give Tottenham a 2-0 lead.
Well, Kasimu's back in form, I think. as you mentioned, just counter from the corner kick. Must give full credit actually to that spectacular overhead kick, because if it wasn't cleared off the line, then that would have been nestling in the top corner.
Skriniar was beaten.
He was, but then got it out, and then Adam Tomasso down the right wing just plays that deliberate long ball, gives space for Kasima to use that pace to run on it. Gets down to the touchline, to the byline. And as you mentioned, Ethan Taylor provides that threat from the cutback. So the defender steps off a little bit to try and cut that out. And Kasimu, from the narrowest of angles, absolutely leathers it into the back of the net. Nothing that Burton could do. 2-0 to the Stags.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Is that having that decoy runner just makes the defenders be in two minds. And it just adds some confusion. But now Willand straight away on the attack again. It's out here on the right-hand side with Jagger Kane. Met by Jefford. Put into the box. Olamiwa clears it with a head. But they've still got the ball here. Can Zuba win that header? He can. And now it's going to need to be cleared by Tomasso, and it's cleared high into the air. little tussle there with between Ethan Taylor and Richards.
I just think I think it was Ryan Guppy who got the overhead kick on goal. And it almost deserved to nestle in the back of the net, were it not for some alert Stags defending.
Yeah, it was Ryan Guppy, to be fair. Yeah, there's he's got his kind of tufty locks of hair there on top of his head. He looks a little bit frustrated as that ball is played forward. He actually looks a little bit like Curtis Jones from this distance, that sort of hairline. I'm just jealous. I talk about hairline.
I wasn't going to say anything. A lot of good feedback for Hish's goal on the Podbean. Chris Marshall, love it. Keep it going. Brenda says, get in, Hish. My boy-o, Hish. It's the first time I've ever heard call Hish boy-o. Feels very Welsh. I'm on board.
It feels Welsh, but it also feels a little bit childish. But I think it's affectionate, put it that way. Taylor with the chest, he's claiming that he was brought to ground there, but nothing given by the referee. A bit more composure from Willand, and they'd be able to get opportunities here, but it's that final ball that just isn't cut through enough, but the ball through there just goes to Skriniars, and again, just taking his time with it, not rushing anything and rolling the ball out to Zuba.
Another feedback on Podbean from someone called Harry Medway.
No, not familiar with him.
Great start to the game, he says.
Yeah, and I tell you what.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. That long ball from Tommaso is bouncing there, and Kasimi with the header. Keeper came out a long, long way, but the header wasn't powerful enough it was 25 yards out. Of course it wasn't powerful enough, but now Ethan Taylor is driving through, plays the ball across. Griffin's there, but it's cleared away at the feet of the goalkeeper.
The communication between Burton and his defence needs to clean up, because they just look like they've never played together.
No, exactly. That throw in from Jefford there. A hefty challenge there from Sell, but they've won the ball well, and now Willand are driving forward. Good tussle there between Kempster and Ngalo, but Kempster keeps the ball. Back to their captain for the night, Adam Hill. Now they're just slowing this ball down. A lot of activity for the fullbacks of Willand so far, Benj.
Yeah, they seem like they're trying to play it down the wing, perhaps use an aerial threat in the centre. But so far, Olamiwa and Zuba, they're pretty formidable opponents in the air.
Guffey to Coppin. Tries to get the cross in, but it comes off the toe of Tommaso, who's in kind of a right centre-back position. And it's gone out of the ground and very nearly hit somebody's... very nicely erected conservatory.
Yeah, so, I mean, good job they didn't...
smash the window on the top there.
Although that would have been very amusing.
That would have been, yeah. That's a big challenge there by Ethan Taylor. You can tell there's a little bit of frustration from Ethan Taylor. He hasn't got there have been a few occasions here where he's tried to get a decision from the referee and he hasn't got it.
Yeah, the referee seems to be letting them play, I think is the way I would describe it.
That's a brave thing to say, but I know what you mean. Yeah, I think you're not far off it there. And that ball clipped over the top by Ngalo, and the keeper's come about 40 yards to clear that ball.
Sweeper keeper.
He is playing like a sweeper keeper, and I tell you what, that works against a pacey attacker like Kasimu. But if Kasimu...
Because they were playing quite a high line in that scenario, yeah. If the keeper's deep, then there's so much space for the pace of Kasimu, for the pace of Taylor.
A longer throw there to the feet of Jack Hoey, and Kasimu... really tussling there, but Burton comes out and he shows that he's good with his feet, but the ball just makes it to Jefford, gives it to Griffin on his outside, and then makes the overlapping run, but it comes back to Tommaso inside to Ngalo. Ngalo turns brilliantly and gives the ball to Bourne. Taylor looking for the overlapping run of Bourne there, and just comes off a defender, and it will be a throw-in. But seeing those overlapping runs from the fullbacks, amazing.
Yeah, I think they've been given a bit more license now to bomb forward now that they've got a bit of a lead. And Bourne especially does not really need the opportunities. Speaking to him in the past, he wants to get more involved defensively. You know that, and he very nearly got on the score sheet.
Yeah, he won't need a second invitation to get into those forward positions. Jefford's head goes out on the full, and it will be a throw-in here for Josh Searle.
Well fielded on the touchline.
Yeah, it was. Above the head as well. Not easy to... collect that one,
especially with a wet ball,
and it is damp. Yeah, and that's into the hands of Dan Sackman. Barely looks at it. You know he's just trapping that straight into the basket. Guppy gives it to Sell. Sell cuts back from Ngalo, the on-rushing Ngalo there.
Hey, did you say that Guppy looked like Curtis Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it. I see it.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Thanks. Ben Jefford, captain for tonight, gives the ball to Griffin. Griffin turns him, but just can't quite keep the ball on the pitch. There's a little bit of a roll-off from the touchline here towards the hoarding. So, it's always going to naturally go away from the player.
Again, especially with these winter evenings when the ground is slick. There has been a bit of rain in the air earlier as well. And it means that it just skims on ever so slightly, picks up a little bit of pace, and it can be difficult to corral it sometimes.
I was talking to the secretary here earlier on before you guys arrived. We'll just cut away to the play here. Cross comes in, but it's all the way out for a goal kick. Yeah, I was talking to the secretary and he was saying it lashed it down earlier. He said there was an awful lot of rain on this pitch earlier.
Well, given that, it looks
in great shape, doesn't it?
Yeah, as you mentioned, with the except that it's not entirely level at the edges.
No, well, but, or the goal mouths, but the rest of it looks great.
Goal mouth is an edge.
What? Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but yeah, it's the pitch looks in very good condition.
Yeah,
especially now we're in December, and it is very much at the mercy of the elements sometimes.
Benj, I'll put it this way: it doesn't look like the December pitches I used to play on. Taylor, inside to Ngalo. It's a clip ball over the top. What a great touch that. I think it came off a hand, though, but nothing given. Again, Taylor just looks up to the skies. Burton, again, coming very, very high to collect this ball.
He does not. He's not shy about coming out of his area, is he, if he needs to?
So he's clearing that ball now as we speak, and he's a good 30, 35 yards away from his own goal line. Searle with the clearance, but it just skews off his shin. And it will be a throw into Tottenham here.
So what, just over halfway through the first half? Yeah, I must say, Stags in complete command so far.
Yeah, in fine fettle at the moment.
Well, that's good.
You like that, do you?
Yeah, it's not bad. Good.
Throw in back to Zuba, and Zuba gives it to Skriniars. Being put under pressure here by Coppin. Gives it to Zuba. Now Zuba just calmly plays it across to Olamiwa. All the pressure taken off there and across to Bourne on the far side as we look at it. It's one of the Willen Rovers subs just goes for his warm-up. That's a long ball there. Griffin's there, a little push in the back on Searle, but Searle deals with it well. Gives it to Guppy. And now to the captain, Adam Hill. He was met by Hoey and a little push in the back there on Coppin, and Olamiwa concedes the free kick here. Just inside the Willand half on the far side as we look at it.
I think the referee's calling over Jack Hoey. Thinks maybe he was just getting a little bit involved unnecessarily perhaps afterwards.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? I didn't really see much involving him, but hey. Well, we've got another message on the pod bean.
Come on, my Stags. Another great win and great commentary.
Oh, that's
well,
very
fingers
kind.
Crossed for at least one of those. By which I mean the former. If we won, but we had a bad night, but on comms, I'd live with it. Much rather that than commentate a great game that we lose.
It's only because you're not on lead comms tonight.
Don't know what you're on about.
I'll be your fall guy. Don't worry, mate. The ball goes high into the dark sky here. It's pitch black here. If the lights weren't on, it would be pitch black here in rural Devon. That's a good challenge there by Jack Hoey, chasing down Adam Hill.
It's North Devon rural.
Most of it, yeah. I don't think you can call Exeter a conurbation, can you?
A what?
Conurbation.
Bless
big,
you.
Big city. It is a throw-in to AFC Tottenham here. Zuba offers the outlet, but Jefford looks down the line. That's a good touch there by Kasimu, but it comes off Griffin, and it will be a throw-in to Willand.
Yeah, Griffin knew it as well. Often, you know, as soon as the ball goes out for a throw, players from both sides puts their arm up and claim it. But I think Griffin knew that he was not going to pull the wool over anyone's eyes there.
That clip ball over the top slides off the ground, and Skriniars with a very acrobatic dive to collect that ball.
Well, he's not had a huge amount to do, so I guess he's just keeping himself warm when the ball does come in his direction.
But it was dangerous ball over the top because Thomas Barth, on loan from Plymouth Parkway, is a big frame.
Yeah, he's got potential to bring down those long balls with some aerial knockdowns.
He's bigger than Olamiwa in terms of stature. Clip ball over the top here from Ngalo, looking for Taylor. And Richards does well to win that ball. The tricky, quick-footed Richards there in the left-back position. And a little push in the back there from Taylor on Richards. And that will just release all of the pressure for Willand, and they'll be able to get the ball clear.
Clever from Richards, because he got himself into a little bit of trouble when he slipped, maybe a slight loose touch, but he used his body positioning well there. Taylor had to come through, and then he buys the free kick.
And it will be the roaming goalkeeper, George Burton, to go out and take it in that left-back position.
He's on the march.
I tell you what, I hope he's got some sort of GPS tracker, because he is doing some yardage tonight.
He's doing bits.
He's covering a lot of this ground. Bourne gives it back to Skriniars, but it's tested Skriniars, and I think it's gone out for a corner ball. Yeah, that was a bit of a hospital pass there from Callum Bourne, but he was put under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, dangerous. And again, we mentioned with the slick surface, those balls can really come at a pace. Skriniars slid to try and punt it out, but he couldn't prevent it from going behind. So a set piece here that could provide a little bit of a problem, of course. They had that overhead kick that very nearly went in. But on the other hand, Stags were able to counter from that and score.
So, clipped ball into the box. Looks like it's over everyone. It's gone into the head of Coppin, and Skriniars collects it and now distributes long. High into the sky here, looking for Kasimu. It's not dealt with at the first occasion there by Willand. And that's a hefty challenge there to try and win that ball. And I don't think he got any of the ball, did the Willand player. And Kasimu is still down.
I'll be honest, I was very much expecting the referee to blow there.
Yeah, it was a very hefty challenge. And I don't think he was ever going to get that ball. But I think Kasimu, I think the main issue he's got is the delicate region.
Oh, right, yes, I see.
I think as a leg has come through his legs there, I think it might have just collected... I was going to say a stud, but that's probably not the best thing to say.
Maybe not. Who are the officials for tonight's game?
Good call. You always like to mention them, and we always like to mention them here on Stags Radio. Carl Peters is our referee for this evening. Bailey Walker and Daniel Uren are our assistant referees. Some of the guys here from Snows are mentioning the possible inclusion of the magic sponge, but I don't think Kasimi's going to need it. He's... gritting his teeth somewhat, taking a sharp intake of breath.
Yeah, playing on manfully. Andrew Hanley doesn't have to, won't be called upon just yet.
My only concern there is that it could be groin.
Yes.
And we are seeing Brett Williams now warming up. Nothing too strenuous at the moment from Williams, but of course, it's a great option to have Brett Williams on the bench.
It's not a bad one. You know, bags of experience, hatfuls of goals.
I was talking to him before the game. He was parked right next to me, actually, in his club.
The team spirit mobile.
Yeah, that's it. The team spirit van. Well, it's not a van, is it? It's a SUV. But I was chatting
Chelsea
to him.
Chelsea tractor.
And that's what it is. He of course, he's never going to want to be left out of a team. But look, with Kasimu needing it, like getting his goal at the weekend and getting a goal tonight as well. It's going to be hard for Williams to get in this team, but he's still as hungry as ever.
Yeah, it's just a question of when he does get those minutes on the pitch, really making them count, showing that work rate, bringing the ball down, using that physical presence, and of course, getting it in the back of the net. It's never a bad thing.
Kempster fouled there by Jack Hoey. But nothing more there. Thomas Barth comes deep, collects the ball, and now he's looking for a ball out wide, but it's skewed off his toe. And it will be a throw-in. Just saw Sam Griffin go wow to that clearance, and he can hear us, I think, because look at the little smile on his face there.
Eyes on the ball.
Maybe a bit mocking there potentially.
It happens sometimes. It happens to all of us. Sometimes you just don't get it right.
14 minutes left in this first half here. It's Willand Rovers 0, AFC Tottenham 2. Two great goals, from one from Ethan Taylor and a lashed finish from Hisham Kasimu. His second in two games, the same can be said for both of them.
I will say that Willand are seeing more of the ball now, but they still haven't really possessed any huge threat going forward.
No, other than that overhead kick, which actually ended up leading to Tottenham's goal, we haven't seen much attacking intent from them. Hoey comes deeper, collects that ball, left-footed ball looking for Bourne, but it's not made it to its target, and Guppy clears it away. It's a good first touch there from Olamiwa. Now looking for that long ball. That is a huge ball. Looking for Griffin. Is he going to make it there? He does. It looks like he's made it in the corner. We can't quite see. A little bit unsighted here. Cross comes in, but Searle clears it away, and it will be a throw into Totten.
I appreciate this is me talking as a Chelsea fan, but Olamiwa making that striding run out of defence is very much Rudiger-esque at the moment.
Oh, stop it.
But you know what I mean? You know, getting that licence, perhaps seeing the space forward to drive with the ball a little bit and then pick that pass.
Stop shoehorning them in.
Well, look, just because there's nothing to cry about with Norwich.
Fair point. Yeah, deal. Yeah. How about we just don't mention either of our club sides?
Fair enough. Oh, can we mention a different club side?
Potentially, yeah. Go for it.
Southampton in action tonight, I believe, at home against Leicester.
I will need to check, if I'm honest.
But the Saints are 2-1 to the good.
Oh, good. Always nice to hear that Saints are leading. And we will keep you up to date with what's going on at St Mary's. Of course, we've also got the derby, the Liverpool derby, which...
The Merseyside derby.
That's what I meant. Sorry, yeah, I couldn't find the word. But that's not kicking off until 8:15. And you are correct. It is 2-1 at home to Leicester for Saints. And West Ham are beating Brighton by 1-0 as well.
Yeah, no goals as yet in Watford-Chelsea or Wolves-Burnley. But it looks like the Watford-Chelsea game was temporarily halted because there was a fan who suffered a cardiac arrest in the stands. But good to hear that he's since been stabilised.
Good. That's always good news to hear. Big header there from Jefford, and it's made it to the feet of Griffin. Griffin tries to drive past it, gets through a mass of bodies there and gives it to Jefford. Jefford in a really attacking position here. Griffin, can he get a cross in? No, he can't, but he gives it to Jefford. Can Jefford get a cross in? And it's come off a defender, and it will be a corner ball.
Yeah, nice overlap there from Jefford. Saw Griffin was getting held up a little bit. Provided that run, Griffin was able to poke it through, and the two of them, a nice little bit of back and forth as well, trying to set up the crossing opportunity that was charged behind for the corner.
So it will be Jack Hoey to take this corner from this near side. So used to seeing Freddie Reed, but as he's not starting, it's fallen to Hoey. And it's going to be another corner there. It was a short corner played to Kasimu, and it just clips off the shin of a willing defender, and it will be another corner.
Yeah, Kasimu not completely short right in front, but just on the edge of the box, providing that potential outlet. Again, trying to draw that defender away from the near post or the throng in the centre of the box.
Jack Hoey clips it in and straight into the hands of the goalkeeper there. And he'll be able to roll it out, release his guppy.
There are a fair few bemused Totten faces there.
Yeah.
Evidently a miscommunication about what the plan was for that corner.
Coppin gives it back to Searle. But that ball only makes it to Jefford. I think it was going to roll... Oh, no, sorry, not Jefford. I saw the left foot, and it was Ethan Taylor coming from the far side to clear that ball out into touch. But I think it was going to roll out of play anyway.
Yeah, and Taylor, I don't think he was planning on clearing it. He was just getting it back downfield for someone to chase. But just one of those ones where it curls out of bounds.
Always know with Ethan Taylor that he's going to want to get involved. If he's out of the game for a little while, he will come crying out for that ball.
Yeah, he will come deeper to try and pick up players. I think it's natural for a lot of players.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that is very true. So, clip ball with his left foot there, and Zuba does well to win that ball. Little clear up there from Guppy and gives it to the centre halves. And back to Guppy now with a little bit of space. Can he pick a pass? Left-footed over the top there, and it's towards Jagger Kane on the far side. Looks to commit Olamiwa, and Olamiwa does brilliantly to win that ball back.
That's one of the advantages of having a player like...
Challenge there from... And Richards wins the ball, and he's just put it just over the bar there.
Just going to say, it's one of the advantages of having a player like Olamiwa playing at centre-back. Because he can also play at right-back as well, it means when the time comes, he can push out to that space. And at that time, Bourne picked up that switch and came across the central defence to cover. And Garla just had the ball nicked from his toes on the edge of the box, but the shot was comfortably over the bar. Nothing for Skriniar to worry about.
If you are just joining us here on Stags Radio, it's Willand Rovers 0, AFC Totten 2. An early goal within the first minute from Ethan Taylor. And Hisham Kasimu adding a second from the tightest of angles. Goal kick here from Skriniar's. Played long, looking for Kasimu, and it's a commanding header there by Kieran Bailey. Now this slide challenge is coming. It's actually worked out quite well for Willand there, but Skriniar's clears it off a defender, and it will be off an attacker, and it will be a throw-in on the far side to Totten.
Tell you what, these keepers, they want to get involved, don't they?
They're frustrated centre-backs.
Are you saying that as someone who has also played in goal as a frustrated centre back?
Yes.
I thought you might be.
You saw right through me. Bourne. Long throw. Found its way to Taylor, but him and Kasimu just weren't on the same wavelength there. And it will be a throw into Tottenham. They've benefited from it, but it wasn't in the intended method, I don't think.
No, but you take it as it comes.
Exactly that. I've just seen a sign for Dugfield Plumbers. Supplies there.
I wondered how long it would take you to notice that.
Oh.
So are you moonlighting?
I'm not. No, I don't know my plumbing. I do apologise. Oh, I would love to say I do, but no. That's a different Doug. Loose pass there, but Guppy does well to come back and collect in. Now that's a very late challenge there on Ethan Taylor.
Yeah, I think Taylor hasn't had that much of the ball of recently. He saw an opportunity to perhaps win it high up the pitch. So he came sliding in, but he didn't get the ball, caught his man, and the referee has no hesitation in reaching to his pocket and showing the first booking of the evening.
Yeah, so it will be a yellow card there shown to Ethan Taylor. And I think that on the balance of things, that's fair.
Yeah, no, I think I don't think he can be too agree with that necessarily. I think it's Guppy who just took the brunt of that. You can see that a nice bit of mud going down his leg. His socks rolled down and he's just readjusting his shin pad.
I think the challenge actually dislodged the shin pad and I think it actually went onto the turf. So that shows the strength of the challenge from Ethan Taylor.
But this is what we're going to need to do. You need to keep these influential players who are really pulling the strings of proceedings early in this game. If you could just, prevent the ball from going in their direction, don't let them get too involved. You know, you rush things. You make silly challenges and that can get you in trouble.
Burton launches the ball into the air. Griffin wins the header and it will be a Willand throw. Coppin plays it quickly. Gives it to Gould. First time we've mentioned his name tonight. Not been getting into the game much. Richards mentioned his name an awful lot from left back there. That's a good challenge there by N'Golo. Now Kasimu finds Taylor. Taylor's through on goal. He looks to play it early. I think he could have taken it a little bit closer, but Burton had come a long way out and that needed to be a lofted ball. And Burton actually collects it with ease in the end.
You can see what Taylor's trying. He's beaten a couple of defenders, but the angle means that someone's going across to cover. I think it might be Hill with the captain's armband, and he's trying to take it early, as you mentioned, catch Burton off his line, but just either didn't get the height or didn't get the bend that would have been required to nestle that in the back of Burton's net.
I think that's a gilt-edged chance there, and that would have been a great time to score with 5 minutes left, but Richards puts the ball into the box. Olamiwa skims off his toe, but then it also skims off the toe of Jagger Kane.
Just in his standing foot, a complete air shot almost. And with Ethan Taylor, this is what we mentioned. If you starve these players of the ball, when the chances do come, they're not as focused necessarily.
Not as cutthroat with it?
Yeah, they're not as in rhythm as Taylor would have been, say, early in the game when he looked like he was firing on all cylinders. He's just called off slightly.
Good physicality there from Olamiwa. Gives him the opportunity to give the ball back to Skriniars. Looks for Bourne. Bourne's header just comes to a Willand player. Willand definitely going to be happier with the last few minutes. Apart from that chance from Ethan Taylor, they've been much more in the game.
Yeah, they're having a lot more of the ball. And I think Tottenham, they pushed quite high early on. And now they're just happy to sit back a little bit, let Willand do more of the running and then try and perhaps hit them on the counter. When they've committed too many men too far forward.
Too many men. That was a dummy there by Kempster, that nearly made it through to Kempster, but it rolled through to Skriniars, not causing Tottenham defence any hassle there. And that's a challenge there on Kasimu. He's taken a bit of a battering in this first half. Stayed on the deck there, and it will be a free kick to Tottenham inside the centre circle. But in the attacking half, it is in Willand's half there.
Yeah, Kasimu brought down the ball well, just played it out a little bit into space, and then a high foot just clearly obstructing him there, not a problem.
We've got another comment on the Podbean. Is that the Big Ron?
It's a Big Ron.
A Big Ron. Okay, Big Ron saying, loving this commentary, lads. Quality. Well, we do appreciate that. And any comments that you make, any feedback, good, bad, indifferent, we do appreciate it. Here on Stags Radio. That's a good nutmeg there from Jack Hoey. Finds Taylor and it's a venomous shot, but it's high over the bar. But yet again, Ethan Taylor causing so many problems.
Yeah, and that time, much like early on in the game, it's won by Griffin, you know, tracking back to win the ball in midfield, and then nice little bit of interplay, as you mentioned, lovely nutmeg from Hoey. Slip through Taylor, there's a man on his outside shoulder, just probably applying just enough pressure so that Taylor can't properly shift it out of his feet and swing through it.
That's a big header there from Tommaso, and it's gone all the way back to the goalkeeper who took the goal kick. Another mention for, we will mention our media team. We're a little bit light down here in Devon tonight, but we do have Ben Roche Adams, who is our programme editor when we have home games, and the author of The Long Read on the AFC Tottenham website. And I tell you what, long read, but a good read.
Yeah, taking his keeping up with his meticulous note-taking, as always.
Have you got enough ink in your pen? He's a little bit concerned. All I've got is an orange highlighter. So if you're out of that, then you're in trouble, Ben.
This is the first time I've worn this coat in about 3 years. And there genuinely is a pen from my old workplace in the pocket.
There's a pen in the pocket. So you're in good place there now, Ben.
So thanks, theatre marketing firm that I used to work for.
Oh, nice. There we go. Ball very high there. That's got snow on it. That's gone so high there from Callum Bourne.
I really thought you were going to do a segue there.
Go on.
About speaking of snow.
Speaking of snow, they're all around us.
Yeah, they've supported us in numbers tonight, which is good to see.
Exactly that. Right, that was foolish from me not to collect that metaphor analogy.
You've got to be thing. On it. You've got to be on
sorry,
it.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just. It was poor commentary from me. There we go. You just dig me out, why don't you? We've still got some football going on in front of us. Willand in possession here. Richards clipping the ball over the top, but Jagger Kane's not going to get the return ball there, and that has gone a long way, and that's gone over a roof. That is a big clearance from Olamiwa, a little bit like the one he assisted Kasimu with at Melksham, but a little less direction.
Well, I mean, it was just the wrong direction. But yes, I see your point. It's very much just clear the lines in that time. If you can keep those in play, then as you mentioned, with that fast forward line, you've got Kasimu, you've got Taylor, you've got Griffin. Hoey's not short of pace as well when he's in that area.
Big old voice from Liam Robinson on this touchline, the assistant manager for AFC Tottenham. If you weren't joining us for the build-up, Dan Sackman and Liam Robinson have been announced as the permanent management team for AFC Tottenham.
I will make one slight adjustment. He's the first team coach rather than the assistant manager.
Is he?
Yes.
I do apologise for that.
Did you not read the press release?
I did, but it's cold. It's spread to my head.
To be fair, it is quite. It's not. I don't think it's as bad as it was in Canvey Island at the weekend, because there's not quite the same biting wind that we had. Storm Arwen is nowhere near as much of a worry as it was
it's
at the weekend.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, but because that had a big impact on the way the game was played, and Tottenham dealt with the conditions so much better than their National League South opponents.
Yeah, still on the crest of a wave, the FC Tottenham fans and players. And Aman just comes and collects that ball forward there. I haven't seen any board in terms of additional time, but it looks like we are at the end of normal time here. So can't be long left in this first half with AFC Tottenham carrying a 2-goal lead. Zuba hooks it over to Hoey, and he looks for a little header into Jefford. A little cute header, but doesn't get there, and it will be a throw into Searle.
You can see that Willand are desperately trying to push, see if they can claw one back before half-time. And that would really change the nature of both half-time team talks.
Yeah, it would indeed. Griffin with the clearance, and it just comes off Searle, and it will be a throw-in here to Tottenham. But there's no time for the throw-in. And it is half-time here at the Stan Robinson Stadium in Willand. And it's Willand Rovers 0, AFC Tottenham 2. And I tell you what, that's not going to be a challenging team talk for Dan Sackman to make.
There's a lot, you know, some of it is definitely more of the same. They've had a good eye for goal. Brilliant goals from both Taylor and from Kasimu. But Adam Tommaso with both assists now that I think about it as well. But there is, you know, there's always things you can take. Don't just focus on the result, focus on the performance as well. As the game wore on, Willand was seeing a lot of the ball, and okay, they weren't necessarily having good sights of goal, But are you happy to just, you know, manage it, see that out, you know, just sit deeper in those classic banks of four and just absorb the pressure? Or, you know, maybe when the second half comes out, do you want to push forward, press them high up the pitch, not allow them that time, and maybe see if you can nick another goal and really put it out of sight?
And also, like, there's always that risk when you're away from home that you rest on your laurels slightly. And actually, they do have, it's not a huge crowd here tonight at the Stan Robinson Stadium, but there is home support to take consideration for. But also, they're familiar in these surroundings, the Willen side. So look, it's definitely not dead and buried, and there's plenty more football to come here on Stags Radio tonight. So we are going to close this link and get yourself back onto the live room. We'll have the music going live very shortly, and we'll be back with the second half of this, well, nicely poised game here in Devon. It's Willand Rovers 0, AFC Tottenham.